Topic 6.6 is one of the core practicals to describe how DNA can be amplified using the polymerase chain reaction, PCR. Now, this is one of those reactions that if you can do this successfully, there's always going to be a job for you in biology somewhere. Gel electrophoresis, which is a technique we use for actually constructing the profile, requires an awful lot of DNA. There isn't always a lot of it available. At a crime scene, you may only have a very small amount, the odd little blood droplet. And bear in mind, of course, that blood contains a lot of erythrocytes that do not contain nuclear DNA. It could also be that you've got a very small sample from an organism. If you've got bacterial DNA, you've got hardly anything unless you've got loads of them. So you need to make a lot more DNA for the sample, and this is where PCR comes in. Okay. Now, the experiments that you would be doing, you need a DNA sample, and you need a thermocycler. Now, these are quite expensive bits of kit, so it's possible that you've only done it as a theoretical exercise. But there are websites where you can go and do this as a theoretical exercise. You need your sample. You put it into a tube. In the thermocycler, you need free nucleotides because you're going to make more copies of this DNA. You need primers, which are short strands of DNA that can be made, and you can buy them commercially from special biological companies that make them. And you need a polymerase. Now, regular polymerase, DNA polymerase that we've got, is going to denature above about 40 degrees Celsius. So we need TAC polymerase. Now that's from a thermophilic archaean bacterium, and it's able to work at 72 degrees Celsius. It can survive and avoid being denatured up into the 90 degrees Celsius range. So the first step is denaturation. Okay, we need to heat up our DNA for a minute at 94 degrees Celsius. So that denatures it. It breaks the hydrogen bonds between the nucleotides and makes our double-stranded DNA a single-stranded. So it's effectively doing the job of DNA helicase at this point, but we're not being so subtle with it. We're just getting that 94 degrees and whacking it in. Second step is to anneal it. Annealing, we cool the temperature in the thermocycler down to 54 degrees. You may have seen 60 degrees or so being bandied around as well. This helps the bonds to form between the primers and the template strands, and the bonding of the primers and the template strands gives the site for polymerase to start attaching and copying the template. Okay. Step three is extension, and this gets carried out at 72 degrees Celsius. 72 degrees, as I said, is the optimum for TAC polymerase, and it attaches the bases, and, well, because it's a polymerase, it will form condensation reaction phosphodiester bonds between the sugar and the phosphate of the free nucleotides, okay? So the bases will join with their complementary base on the DNA that's been denatured, and polymerase will extend the strand from the primer along, okay? Then you repeat this, okay? You whack it up to 94 degrees again, and then you anneal it, and then you extend it, okay? So every time you do this cycle, the amount of DNA doubles. So you can make a considerable amount of DNA for use in fingerprinting, as long as you've not got a lot of contamination. Because, of course, if you've got any contamination, then you're going to increase that contamination as well. You're just going to copy whatever bit of extra DNA you've got. If you let this run for a few hours, say 35 cycles, you can get several billion copies of the DNA, and that should be more than enough to do a good gel electrophoresis.